If you have the feeling that you get frisked and double frisked every time you board an airplane, you are not alone. The Transportation Security Administration has been getting scores of complaints from passengers who say that they are treated like terrorists whenever they travel. And they say the only thing more frustrating than the repeated searches is figuring out how to clear their names. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
David Nelson lives a kind of Jekyll and Hyde existence. Normally, he's a mild-mannered student at Columbia University in New York. But when he arrives at the airport, he's transformed into David Nelson, the potential terrorist, who typically goes through this.
I saw a bewildered look come over the person behind the counter, and she was gone for about 20 minutes with absolutely zero explanation. She had had to call the FBI to make sure that I wasn't the person who was coming up as a security alert.
Nelson says it often takes a call to the FBI to prove that he is not the David Nelson who's viewed as a threat to aviation security for some reason. He's contacted the Transportation Security Administration and his home congressman from Kansas, but he still attracts an armed guard while the airline establishes his true identity.
So they sent a police officer to stand next to me while this process happened, all because a white bread name like David Nelson comes up on a list.
And people with some Middle Eastern-sounding names say they face even greater scrutiny. People from all sorts of backgrounds have complained about the treatment they get at the airport. One Minnesota resident wrote in frustration to his senator, asking why it takes so long to persuade security personnel that he's just a 71-year-old, gray-haired, American-born, retired English teacher. "What can I do to get my name cleared?" he wrote in all caps anger. The Transportation Security Administration has heard these cries and is sympathetic. The TSA's Brian Trammell says the agency does get a no-fly list from a variety of agencies like the FBI.
These are individuals who you or anyone else wouldn't want to be flying on a plane with.
Then there's a list of people who are supposed to get extra scrutiny, just as you do when you set off the metal detector.
So that means if you're identified for additional screening, do we think you're a foreign terrorist? No. Just as today, there will be tens of thousands of individuals who are identified for additional screening, and there will be no stigma associated with it.
There may be no stigma, but there's often no explanation either. Trammell won't exactly say why some people are pulled aside.
Well, obviously, we don't want to tip our hand to those who might threaten the civil aviation system, those who are planning terrorist attacks. It's very important that we not provide information that someone could assemble into a notebook and figure out how to game the system.
That leaves people like Virginia attorney John Christian Adams in a weird place. He used to get the third degree at nearly every airport.
More than once, I actually missed my flight because the process would take so long. The airline employees actually started to recognize me. It was like, oh, it's the blonde-haired guy with blue eyes that's on the terrorist watch list again.
Despite the missed flights, Adams is a kind of TSA success story. After repeated complaints to U.S. Air and TSA, Adams succeeded in restoring his good name. It took months, but he says everyone was very helpful, and he says he understood why it was happening.
I felt that I was probably on a safer flight because of the fact that this was going on.
Other travelers are less understanding, and they are furious that they have to turn to members of Congress to get satisfaction. Congressman Jay Inslee of Washington has his own disgruntled constituents. He says the TSA has to develop clear procedures.
If they fail to do so, I think Congress needs to act to adopt a system so that citizens can really question their government when they get put on this blacklist.
Some privacy groups want to go even further. They're worried about changes coming to the screening system that will allow TSA to consult commercial databases and use that additional information to decide who's a threat. These groups fear that someone's credit rating, for example, might set off bells, and there'll be no way to learn exactly what tripped the alarm. In the meantime, frustrated travelers like David Nelson are finding their own coping strategies, like changing their names.
When I go by my first initial, my middle name, and my last name, there's absolutely no problem.
Which raises questions about the effectiveness of a system that is so easy to dupe. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.